Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we played Love Story to start the segment.
Mm-hmm. I love her so much.
And there's a reason. We are 16 days away.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
From the first ever Hallmark movie featuring Independence, Missouri.
Yes.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Chiefs Kingdom and Arrowhead Stadium, all wrapped into one beautiful package.
Okay, what's it called again?
It is called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh my God.
You know it.
It's so bad.
You want to see it.
It's going to be popular.
And we have a trailer for you.
Fire when ready.
God loves me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to midfield.
From Hallmark and the NFL.
Derek Taylor, Kansas City Chiefs.
Holy cow.
We are finalists for the Fan of the Year Award.
Comes a love story.
Hi.
That's a real Christmas game changer.
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
You do?
Yeah, the lucky Christmas hat.
We only get to the Super Bowl if someone in our family wears the hat on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Do you not believe me?
I just need to see some of that Christmas magic for myself.
Okay, that's pretty good. You didn't have a hat.
No, but we were talking about it.
On November 30th.
We can all see there's something between you and Derek. Why do you keep fighting it?
It's not like Derek is just hanging out with us for fun. He's doing his job.
Tis the season.
Let's go, Chiefs!
To let fate call the plays.
Trust me on this one.
Guys, we kind of need the field now.
Holiday
Coach
Touchdown,
Reed.
A Chiefs love story. Premieres Saturday, November 30th at 8.
Okay.
I'm going to go throw up in my mouth. I'll be right back.
That is about the cheesiest thing that you could ever
think up. It is. And people outside of this region, not so fun fact, already sort of don't like us.
Already, no.
They hate us.
By sort of don't like, you mean vehemently hate us.
You mean vehemently.
Yes.
And did you see Patrick Mahomes on
But he pronounced that the way they pronounce it in the country.
One of
vehemently.
Vehemently.
Did you see Patrick Mahomes on one of the podcasts yesterday said the last time he went into Buffalo, he saw 40,000 middle fingers. And remember this, as he was trying to give his headband to a child in the stands, people were hurling snowballs at him. And he goes, they really hate us.
Yes.
This.
It doesn't help.
Does not help.
No.
It does not help. I'm excited that there are local actors involved and, you know, that we're going to shine the spotlight on the city of Independence. And I heard Coach Reed in there and all of that's good. I don't think it helps the...
Can I be a bit of a critic just based on the trailer?
Sure.
No Hallmark movie is going to win an award.
There is a scene where they're out at a tailgate, as all Chiefs fans love to do.
Okay.
There is snow falling from the sky aggressively. It's a pretty strong snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, this was filmed in July.
Right.
There is not a speck of snow on the well-lit, sunny parking lot.
But don't you remember, Sam, Alex Gold went out, because he's an actor now. He was hired as an extra, and he went out, and the only thing he could tell us was you had to bundle up as if it was winter.
Sweating.
And they shot it in, what, July?
Yeah, it was
August?
Like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it had just started snowing, Sam, critic.
I can't wait to watch it.
Do we need more feel-good stories and wholesome content and all of those things? I mean, I think, yes, it's probably better than watching the Dahmer documentary. Mm. But,
ladies and gentlemen,
we're good.
Turn your attention to midfield.
Hallmark.
Now, I didn't hear in any of that trailer any form of conflict. You have to have conflict in a movie.
Well, so we went over the plot when the movie was first announced.
There's some Fan of the Year award that's being given out.
So the hat that they're talking about in the trailer goes missing.
No.
And then they start to question their love for whatever reason. How that relates to the hat, I don't know. It's a Hallmark movie. Don't try to make it make sense.
I love Andy Reid. He's an institution in this town. But if Hallmark Movie Channel called me, and I'm like arguably the greatest current coach in the NFL. And I get a phone call from Hallmark, or my agent gets a phone call from Hallmark, and they want me to appear in one of their sappy, stupid, romantic movies, I would decline the invitation.
No, the whole town got into this. I'm not going to poo. It's not for me. They have ranked, by the way, the 10 worst Hallmark Christmas movies of the decade. It was tough to come up with that list.
I was going to say, that's just the 10 worst Christmas movies of the decade, and they all happen to be Hallmark.
One of them is called Never Been Chrissed instead
of... What is that supposed to mean?
Kissed.
Oh.
Coming in at number 9, Holiday in Harlem. Followed by number 8, A Gingerbread Romance.
Who writes this stuff?
Followed by number 7, Every Christmas Has a Story, starring Lori Loughlin before her story involved wearing orange.
They all star her.
Followed by Christmas in Harmony in 2021, Santa Switch in 2013. Don't act like you don't know it.
Okay. Blockbusters.
The Most Colorful Time of the Year, Mr. Miracle, and the top 3 worst. Okay, number 2 is O Christmas Tree, where it does appear the young man and young woman are fighting over the live tree that each wanted to purchase.
That's the plot?
And the number 1 worst ranked holiday Hallmark Christmas movie is A Cheerful Christmas.
I don't hear any conflict in that title either. 913-586-7798.
Well, Scott, one member of the family hates Christmas, and Lauren in that episode did everything she could to change his mind.
Sam Stevie the Third, country boy over there. Dana Wright, my name is...
I'm not country.
Yes, you are, and it's okay. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.